Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 15 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, Images of the Messiah. Alan Redpath once wrote, Isaiah 49 is full of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the words quoted could not possibly have their fulfillment in any other but in our Savior. Our text for today is from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 through 4. Listen to me, O coastlands, and give attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me from the womb. From the body of my mother, He named my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of His hand, He hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In His quiver, He hid me away. And He said to me, You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my right is with the Lord, and my recompense with my God. Isaiah 49, verses 1 through 4, is the second of Isaiah's servant songs. These verses provide a powerful conclusion to the entire section of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 27, through 49, verse 13, where God offers great comfort to Israel. Paul House provides the historical context that leads into Isaiah chapter 49. Isaiah chapters 46 and 47 portray the fall of Babylon in 689. This last fall of Babylon was potentially good news for Israelites exiled in Babylon, yet possibly bad news for Jerusalem. For when Sennacherib finished sacking Babylon in 689, he could once again set his sights on Egypt and any nation in his pathway south. Therefore, Israelites who obeyed Yahweh's command to flee Babylon, that's chapter 48, verses 20 and 21, they could conceivably find themselves in yet another war zone when Assyria moved south. Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 through 4, indicates that most Israelites felt too weak to make such a move. Zion's complaint in Isaiah 49:14 indicates that Jerusalem felt abandoned by Yahweh during this trying time. Isaiah's words of comfort to Jerusalem include two more promises of the coming servant. You can see chapter 50, verses 4 through 11, and 52, verse 13 through 53, verse 12. These servant texts offer suffering people a suffering servant, one that has been bruised as they have, and worse. New Testament authors rightly consider these passages messianic. David Guzik explains in detail the revelation of the Messiah found in Isaiah 49, verses 1 through 4. In verse 1, listen, O coastlands, to me. As the context will show, these words come prophetically from the Messiah, the servant of the Lord revealed in previous chapters. Here he commands the coastlands, the distant lands of the Gentiles, to listen to him. In verse 1, the Lord has called me from the womb. The Messiah, later revealed as Jesus Christ, was called from the womb. Actually, as shown in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, Jesus was called even before he was in Mary's womb. Yet here he starts at the point which any man could most readily relate to. Also from verse 1, From the matrix of my mother, he has made mention of my name. This was fulfilled in Luke chapter 1, verse 31, where the Lord, through the angel Gabriel, declared the name of Jesus before the conception in Mary's womb. In verse 2, he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. This means that the very words of the Messiah have power and authority. While some might need to brandish a weapon to show their authority, the Messiah needs only to speak. Also, in verse 2, in the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver, he has hidden me. The Messiah prophetically proclaims that he is like a carefully made and polished arrow in the service of the Lord, ready to be used at the right time. This probably has reference to the hidden years of Jesus, when he lived in obscurity as a polished shaft waiting in the quiver of the Lord. In verse 3, you are my servant, O Israel. Since the rest of the context of this chapter indicates that this passage speaks of the Messiah, it is best to regard Israel as a reference to the Messiah. How can the Lord speak of the Messiah as Israel? Well, first, because the Messiah comes from Israel and is a representative of the nation. Second, because the Messiah fulfills the name Israel, which means governed by God. From verse 4, then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and in vain. Yet surely my just reward is with the Lord. The translators of the New King James do not believe these words belong in the mouth of the Messiah because they do not capitalize the pronoun my, as they would if they believed it spoke of the Messiah. Yet these words can be set prophetically in the mouth of the Messiah because surely Jesus was tempted by the discouraging thought that all his work was in vain and for nothing. Yet he triumphed over such temptation by declaring, my just reward is with the Lord. Undoubtedly, the suffering servant who will rescue Israel is the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Some questions to consider. In what ways do you think these words comforted and encouraged Israel in the midst of their pain and suffering? In what ways do these images of the Messiah increase your view of the splendor of your Savior? And finally, how does verse 2 relate to Revelation chapter 19, verse 15? From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.